this prophecy of Baruch is a very interesting book in the Old Testament. And the word is, you see, that you're being punished for your sins. But that's not the only word. It goes on to say, "Fear not, my children. Call out to God, who has brought this upon you, for he who has done this will remember you. As your hearts have been disposed to stray from God, turn now 10 times the more to seek him, for he who has brought disaster upon you will, in saving you, bring you back enduring joy." The word of the Lord. So that's a promise. So even as we see now and look around at the mess in Syria, the mess right here, I have the impression that the true reality of Obamacare is beginning to dawn on people, and they're starting to riot. And we have to pray. Because all of this is coming. When you think of the number of abortions in this country, everyone a murder. Now, how many of these women knew they were murdering? I don't know. You don't know. God knows. But this blight of wholesale murder of the innocent has got to stop. And when evil is set loose, when evil is done, evil is set loose. And the only thing that can turn it back is repentance. So all that we're seeing right now, one way or another, is the effect of the abortion culture. And so I think, you see, this is the first Saturday of the month. And you know that Our Lady has asked at Fatima that this be a special day of prayer. I think we should take her seriously. When you listen to the news later on in the day, I think you're going to see that we're starting to explode as a country. And so that's what this first reading can tell us about today and the days that are following. On the other hand, the gospel talks about Jesus' love for those 72 whom he sent out. They all come back, and they're all excited. Even the demons obey us. And they're all excited about that, as they should be. Driving out demons is a great work, and a great work of mercy. And so, you see, and he says, "Yes, I saw it. When you were driving out those demons, I saw them going back into hell. I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." It doesn't say you won't die. It just says nothing will harm you. The difference. "Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but because your names are written in heaven." I've written your name up there. I'm going to die so that you can go there. Not just those folks. We too. And so, and then he began to praise God. And yet it says, this is the Son of God in his human nature, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit and saying, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike, to the little ones." So, if you want to receive revelation, join the little ones. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means first, of course, turn from sin, but also place your life in the Father's hands. Isn't that what Jesus did, even when he was dying? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Because the Father is full of love. And he wants us to really know that so that we can be prodigal. We can be expansive in our love for everybody. And where possible, tell them. And finally, he says, now he's in private with his disciples. And he said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear and did not hear it. How many saints over the 1700 years since I called Abraham, how many saints have desired to see this moment? But it was reserved for you. Remember how Simeon, he had a promise from the Lord. You will not die until you see the Holy One of God, until you see the Messiah. Remember that? And so he holds this child and he says, all right, Master, now you can dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. That's hope. That's joy. So he told his disciples, you're the ones. Okay, then what about us? Our eyes see. Our eyes hear. We just heard this word. We're here where the body and blood of Jesus Christ will be presented to us, the Lord Christ. This chapel will be filled with angels after the consecration. You know, they don't take up any space. There could be thousands of them here. We don't know how many. Worshiping Jesus with us and for us. Because they know we're pretty dumb. You know, halfway through the canon, somebody will start thinking, oh, I got to go home and wash the dishes. Or I got to, you know, and look where we are. So we ask for the gift of paying attention to see, you see, what prophets and kings desire to see. And to hear what they desire to hear. That's the mercy of God. And so as I say, and today I say Mass, you know, for all those people there. But I also remember on this first Saturday, Our Lady's directions about praying for the world. Just listen to that. If your hearts are so moved, pray the rosary today for peace and protection in this world.